from Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. According to the New York Daily News, dated June the 1st, 2005, the Guinness Book of World Records said that Percy and Florence Arrowsmith held two records. First, at 80 years, they had the longest marriage of a living couple. And second, adding their ages, they had the largest combined age of any living couple at 205 years. Of course, the Arrowsmiths have since died. However, no one can deny that their marriage was a testament to the power of faithfulness. As they proved faithful to their marriage vows to the end, we are to prove faithful to God until He calls us home to Himself. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, "Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Friends, to be faithful is to be true to our word, our promises, and our vows. If we are faithful, we will be loyal in all of our allegiances and affections. When we are faithful, we are thorough in the performance of our duties, which in turn makes us reliable and trusted and believed. To be faithful to Jesus Christ requires that we not allow any distraction or hobby or activity or competing love or person or thing diminish or steal our adherence to His truths, His standards, His desires, and His plans. I shall never forget reading of a Christian named William McPherson, whose amazing story of faithfulness is memorialized in the 1828 edition of the Annual Report of the National Bible Society. McPherson was the superintendent for a stone quarry when a blast severely injured him. He lost his eyesight and both hands in the explosion. Nevertheless, he was so determined to read the Bible that he learned to read raised letters, Braille, with the tip of his tongue, after which it is reported that he read through the Bible in its entirety four times in this miraculous manner. Now, with Jesus' promise of granting His followers who are faithful unto death with the honor of eternal life in heaven in full view, McPherson's story of extraordinary courage and determination and devotion teaches us something of the level of fortitude and sacrifice required by us to prove faithful to our Lord Jesus. Is this level of commitment to Jesus possible, some might ask? Someone once asked Paul Harvey, the well-loved journalist and straight-shooting radio commentator, to reveal the secret of his enormous success. And Harvey replied simply, "I get up when I fall down." Friend, no matter how much you failed to live faithful to Jesus in the past, if you are still breathing, remember that God gives second chances. Confess and repent of your past failures. Rally your faith in Jesus. Do it seriously. Get up in God's forgiveness and go forward with Him in Holy Spirit power, in Christian grit, in steel determination, and live faithfully for Christ. Written into history is the occasion when, at the end of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln prepared to sign the Emancipation Proclamation. The 16th President of the United States took his pen, he moved it to the signature line, paused for a moment, and then dropped the pen. When he was asked why, the President simply replied, "If my name goes into history, it'll be for this act. And if my hand trembles when I sign it, there will be some who will say he hesitated." He then turned to the table, took up the pen, and boldly signed his name. Friend, your life story is also being written into the logbook of heaven. Perish the thought of it revealing that you hesitated to receive the only way of rescue that God offers to escape your sin's just punishment, eternal damnation in hell. Jesus Himself in John 14:6 said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." And then in John 1 verse 12, we read, "As many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name." And yet never forget the promise from Jesus in Revelation 2 verse 10. "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. How might we accomplish such a monumental feat? Well, Scripture would argue that this is possible according to Hebrews 12, verses 2 and 3, by, quote, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Close quote. May it never be written in the pages of heaven that we hesitated to be faithful to Christ to the very end of this age and through eternity. The payoff is too grand for the human mind to conceive, and the alternative too horrible for our minds to imagine. I'm Jack Maynard, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and Executive Director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.